So on the question of should the arts be privately or publicly funded, I think both have their advantages and disadvantages. On the one hand, public funding is tough because if the government gives money to artists, we might be turning art into a commodity because the government needs a rationale for giving money to artists, right? What do they get in return? What do they expect from artists? Either way, artists have to put something on the other side of the equation. And I think not only their works of art, but also just their artistic practices. What does an artist do in a day? What does he or she want to tune into? What does he or she want to pay attention to and ask us, the audience or participants, to also pay attention to? Well, that might just be corrupted in some way when the artist, him or herself, comes to think of, okay, now I need to do something to prove that, yeah, I was worth this money. So that's one thing. I do think the situation is a bit different when the public money would fund art education, maybe art spaces, facilitating people who make art, who are artistic, in very broad sense of the term, because you might say that then the public money is really going into kindling artistry among the people, regardless of who is considered an artist with a capital A and who is just an amateur. So much for the public funding. When it comes to private funding, that's also problematic because the whole issue of artworks and artistic practices in some ways becoming commodities, that arises there too. Except there might be individual relations between an artist and a funder where the human relationship is such that the artist does feel completely free to do whatever he or she wants because that particular person who gives the money shares, I don't know, their artistic philosophy or their life concern or just a concern with whatever they want to focus attention on. But I guess it really points out that both public funding and private funding have their downsides, and maybe it's funding, really, that has the downsides. And so, should art be publicly or privately funded? Maybe it shouldn't be funded.